This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for July 30th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bethanelli. Some Amazon customers are finally getting a long-desired wish fulfilled: collaborative wish lists. Until now, unless you were setting up a wedding registry, Amazon's wish lists were a single-person affair. It may not seem like a big deal, but if you have kids whose every birthday and Christmas sees a long parade of messages from grandparents and aunts and uncles asking what to get Junior for his or her birthday, you know how those wish lists can be a sanity saver. Unfortunately, it used to be that only one person could contribute to that list, maybe mom or dad, but now a group of people can all contribute to a wish list. So whether it's for your kids or a band or housemates or, say, a religious community, you can all contribute to the wish list. That feature is rolling out to all users very soon. The mighty U.S. Navy aircraft carrier is perhaps the most powerful warship type in history, but one World War II-era aircraft carrier stands out as unique among them because the USS Wolverine was a sidewheel steamer. The Wolverine was originally built in 1912 as a cruiser for the Great Lakes, but was purchased by the U.S. Navy and converted in 1942 to serve as a training ship on Lake Michigan. Now, one website has compiled a set of rare photos of the old ship during its heyday. Check out the link in our show notes for this interesting bit of history. NASA has everything all lined up for its next big push to go back to the moon and then to Mars, except for one thing: spacesuits. While NASA has new spacecraft, new rockets, and even a new space station to orbit the moon all in the works, what they don't have is new spacesuits. That's a problem because the most recent suits are decades old and are not workable for the missions planned for the future. In fact, NASA needs three new spacesuits: one for the astronauts to wear inside the spacecraft that are like flight suits, another suit for extravehicular activity and weightlessness, and a third for walking around on the moon or Mars. These will take time to develop, and that time is running out, as the Lunar Gateway Station could be ready for use by the mid-2020s. Some hope comes from MIT, where a new, lighter, stronger biosuit is being developed, but NASA will need to take these new ideas and ramp up full-fledged development very soon. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. I'm Dom Bethanelli.